It's the coal mine. Yeah. All right, hello everybody. It's the Fakeologist Show. It is Wednesday, April the 2nd, 2025. It's Liberation Day in the United States of America, where they're putting on the tariffs and making the markets go nuts. And we got a couple of Yankees here that are deep in the South and deep in the West that are going to report in and let us know if they see anything economically bad down there. And first we'll go age before beauty. We'll go Jim Rizzoli down in East Texas. Hello, Jim.
Hi there. Good to be here. You can tell us what's going on with the markets, because I haven't really been following any of that.
Well, I'll have to look, because at 4 o'clock they were going up. But after that, I haven't looked. And we also have in the West, and I think Southern California near Palm Springs. I should know this by now. It's Fake Nukes Phil. Hello.
That's right. Commifornia.
Commifornia. I saw that I don't know where I saw it, but they said your sales tax is over 11% now.
Yeah, it probably is. I don't pay attention to it. Yeah.
No, you don't pay tax.
Well, I guess I do, but. Yeah, I pay property tax. It's pretty pricey. You know, it's not, but you know, I can't afford to move. I'm kind of locked in. Like, I got a good rate where I'm at right now, and I can't afford to move anywhere. The rents are just out of sight. And
obviously, if the tax isn't high enough for you to care, that's interesting.
Once it gets high enough that we care, I notice a lot of rentals. There's a lot of for rent signs in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, they've upped the rent so much that people are just moving away.
Okay. And, well, that's good. Yeah. So that means they should, what goes up must come down, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So that's good. Okay.
Yeah. So, and we're having a hard time at the apartments I work at. We're having a hard time renting. So they're having me do extra work to make the places look a little nicer.
For an upscale market.
Yeah, they're just not renting. Yeah.
Well, that's the way the market's supposed to work, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it gets priced out, and then the price has to come down. Isn't that how it's supposed to work? Anybody?
Yeah. They went really too high. It's, it's really ruining people's lives. This rent.
Well, the problem is what's happening now is people are losing the jobs. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then if they lose their job, they're going to not be able to pay your rent or mortgage. So this is going to happen slowly, but it's going to probably be worse than 2008, the way it's gone, my opinion.
So you think they brought Trump in to bring everything down?
I don't know. I mean, it's what's happening. I mean, you know, he's there, and I don't know. Let's put it this way. The things he's doing are not, for some reason, helping the economy. So, you know, maybe that's something that they want to happen.
Yeah.
To get them out. You know what I mean?
Well, or they put them in to do it.
Well, I don't know.
Well, don't actors get to read the script before they come in, though? This is my question. Like, if he's an actor, do you think he didn't accidentally get in? He was, even though he likes to say he won fair and square, which is possible. The point is, they set him up to get him in, because they can put in whoever they want.
I think they set him up to get him in for the anti-Semitism stuff. Okay. I don't think they gave a shit about the economy, right? I think they just, okay. I think that you know, the economy is a whole separate thing, and we just want him to deal with the crazy anti-Semite people, and that seems like the major thing that he's dealing with.
Yeah, but they're not going to put in a president just to get rid of Jim Rizzoli, are they? That would be...
Well, look, nothing's going to affect me where I am.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean...
Hope.
Well, how? What's going to... I live... Where I live, there's hardly anybody here.
Yeah.
And the taxes here is so cheap, you wouldn't even believe it.
I wouldn't believe it, no.
But you know, so...
services either, though. That's the
I have to go 20 miles to get into town.
Yeah.
But I mean, right down the street, there's you know, fast food places. And
no, I meant you got no city services. That's what I meant.
Well, I mean, what do you mean city services? I have to go into the
garbage, water, that kind of thing.
No, I got everything here. We got water. We got electricity.
Okay.
We got everything. Internet. It's just we live in a rural area where there's not many people.
No, I got you, but taxes are usually low when the city doesn't provide many services. Everything you mentioned is private. So that's what I'm saying. You don't get a lot of, in the rural areas. I'm surprised you get a water line there. I'm surprised you don't have a well in that. then they don't have to pay for the water and sewer.
We have to pay for garbage, you know, it's not that much, but she pays for garbage.
Right.
So, you know, but other than that, the water's here and electricity's here.
But I know in your world, Jim, anti-Semitism is a big thing because that's all you talk about. That's your main thing. But to the rest of the world, do you really think it's that big of a deal? I know where you say it's going to go head towards eventually,
again, it all depends what you want to look at. I mean, what's behind it all? Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel that the Jew problem is the problem behind it all. Sure, there's other things going on, but when you look at what's behind it, you know, I know some people were complaining about you. They say they don't think you're anti-Semitic enough.
Oh, I got to crank it up a bit. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I got to get it.
Well, no, I mean, I've seen people making comments here and there that said that they think you're a part of the system because you don't come against the Jews enough. You don't talk about the Jews.
I also live in a country where it's in the criminal code. So I'll let you do the talking for me.
Oh, no. I get it. I understand. You know,
I don't want to be the test case. You know what I'm saying? I still got some life ahead of me here. So, yeah.
Right, I get it. I understand.
So the one case where they arrested that guy and revoked his visa because he was protesting, he was supporting the Palestinians on the campus of Columbia or something.
Right.
That case looks staged to me. And so
if
he's going after anti-Semitism, well, then he's going down a rabbit hole. That's not where he's going to find anti-Semitism. In fact, there are a lot of Jews who are supporting the Palestinians. And so, you know, are they all anti-Semitic? You know, this war has basically split the Jews in half. There's half the Jews that support Israel and half the Jews that support Palestine.
And same with the whole world, by the way. It's not just the Jews, it's the Christians. Yeah. It's everybody is split on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect line down the middle. You never know who's for or against Palestine. Mm-hmm. It's just like the COVID thing. It's exactly the same. You have no idea who's for or against vaccines until you ask them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a left, right, old, young. It's a whole new line. It's a whole new dividing line, is my point.
Mm-hmm.
You and I and Jim, I guess, are we're the third way when it comes to Palestine.
In my opinion, I think I'm the most anti-Semitic because I'm cranking.
Well, you're also anti-Palestinian. You're not acknowledging all those.
Yeah. These Palestinians are working with these people.
You're an anti-Semite in the sense that the Palestinians are Semites, aren't they? They're the real.
Yeah, Semites. I see a lot of them that are Jews.
You are anti-Semite because you're not. You're not acknowledging the mass genocide going on, Phil. Come on.
They want us to
think you're a genocide denier.
Yeah, they want us to think it's genocide's going on. Mm-hmm. And that's what the media, the Jewish media, wants me to think. And, you know, all the information that we get is all from the people think they hear reports from Al Jazeera and they think they're getting news from an independent source. Al Jazeera is not independent. Al Jazeera is owned by the same people that own the rest of the media.
It's from, isn't it based in Qatar where the base is? The British Air Force base?
Yeah. And so Al Jazeera is telling the world that there's a genocide going on in Palestine and people are just watching all these TikTok videos and all these Instagram videos and they're able to release hundreds a week. You know, there's no dip in the internet service in Gaza. They got full bars over there. It's like, why does Gaza have full bars? You know, because obviously they want us to see this stuff. And
the soundstage has full bars. I think we all agree in a way that it's an empty place, probably.
Yeah, people need to think outside the box. People need to understand where they're getting their information from. And so what I do is but there's a weakness. See, what they do is they can't simulate certain things. And okay. especially when they show us a dead body, they can't show us what a real dead body looks like. They show us cheesy. It can easily be broken down. We can easily see that it's a rubber mannequin. And especially when they show severe injuries like severed limbs, we can clearly see that there's no bones inside that. We can clearly see it's not a real human body. And so there is limitation. I think they do it on purpose because they could actually make the mannequins more realistic, but they kind of do it on purpose because they always have to leave an Easter egg. They always have to leave like, you know, a clue, you know, so that if we still believe it, even though it's obviously fake, then it's our fault. You know, because
by the way, I just wanted to mention real quick that Lynn has her own intro song now. Since you guys are regulars, I'm thinking of asking PTL Media to maybe you guys have enough audio and video and clips out there to create a mashup intro song for you guys. So this is shout out PTL. If you want to check, if you want to do one for Jim. And one for Phil, I'll play it on the weekly there and promote your stuff. So that's, I don't know if PTL Media is out there today, but I was just thinking of how great the song that he did for Lynn Ertel was. So,
oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys heard that in the past, but anyway, I just wanted to do a shout out to PTL Media. And also, did you guys see this Free Palestine short movie? Did I play this before? This is the one. No. Talking about, let me just play a bit of it for you anyway. I played it last night. I'll play a bit.
Many may not yet be able to comprehend it, but my theory is that the Gaza Strip was empty long before the war film production began the 7th of October 2023. The FIFA World Cup in Qatar in 2022 provided the perfect alibi to fly all Palestinians to the United Arab Emirates. They were able to move to their new homeland via nearby Qatar, Free Palestine in the United Arab Emirates. They were welcomed with full flag waving. Just do a search on Palestinian flag World Cup 2022 on YouTube. You will be amazed. Talk about that flag. The flag of the United Arab Emirates is virtually identical to the Palestinian flag. Only the red triangle has been replaced by a rectangle. The Free Palestine slogan on the flags during the World Cup was not an expression of wishful thinking, nor was it a protest slogan. No. The slogan Free Palestine was a celebratory expression of the new Free Palestine that the Palestinians were now going to move into. Their new homes in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, the free and completely newly built Palestine and the United Arab Emirates. The World Cup was the moment of the move. It was the perfect moment because the entire Western world was longing for a bit of relief so soon after all those corona restrictions. The Qatar World Cup was exempted from any kind of measures regarding the so-called virus. And while the Palestinians were being flown to Qatar, we in the West were mainly concerned about the slaves who had to build all those stadiums. In the context of if you look to the left, you see nothing on the right, the great migration operation could take place under the alibi of the World Cup. It's time for you to see it. The war in Gaza is completely staged in order to be able to launch the messianic figure. To do this, religious prophecies must be followed, and those prophecies require the violence of war and the threat of world war. Who is this messianic figure? Who gets to play the role of the Messiah? The same person who, together with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, made the Abraham Accords. That deal that agreed that the Palestinians would get a new land in the United Arab Emirates, in the beautiful new cities of Dubai and Abu Dhabi. I'm talking, of course, about Donald Trump. The agreements were probably already made during the conversations between US President Bill Clinton, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat at Camp David, July 2000. Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, the ruler of the UAE, announced the construction of New Dubai in 2002, and construction started in 2003. It is not for nothing that the Moroccan team held up the Palestinian flag after winning against Spain and reaching the semi-finals. The entire World Cup revolved around Free Palestine. Free Palestine, the new homeland. We have arrived in Free Palestine.
There you go. That's a pretty wild city, though.
I mean, who are they going to leech off of? If they're going to live in Dubai, see, they need the Western peoples to leech off of. It's been my conclusion after studying these events. They're all designed to leech money because immediately we're sending billions of dollars over to Thailand because of this quote unquote earthquake.
Oh, yeah. We got to go over that too, because I haven't followed it at all. And I know you're right on top of that.
And, and what they're doing is they're faking wars. They're faking natural disasters. But every single time one of these things happens, it's billions of aid dollars in aid packages. And the American people don't vote on it. It immediately goes out. And this is, so it's a money laundering.
What's your take on that theory? I brought it up before. So let me get your take, and then I'll get Jim's take on that. I thought that was a good one.
On the earthquake?
No, on the Palestine. On the moving everyone over to Abu Dhabi.
I agree with most of it. I agree that they're staging it in Gaza, but his conclusion is that they're getting a new homeland in Dubai.
Or they're already there.
They're not yet. Who are they? Are they going to leech off the people in Dubai? That's not going to last very long. I mean, you know, they need.
Well, I'm Western sure the West is paying for it. Hey, let me ask Jim. What do you think, Jim? Do you think that's possible?
I thought it was a good video, and if it, you know, if it's happening, I don't doubt it couldn't happen. But like, I agree with Phil. I mean, you're gonna bring these poor people over to Dubai. I mean, you can't even get the rich people to move over there. I mean, that's a very expensive place to live. So I don't know how they're gonna. Where the hell are they gonna? What they're showing here is not where normal people live.
Listen. I mean, they're paying to migrate people all over the world. I just watched what they're paying for a family of three in Ireland. Have you watched that?
No.
It's €2,000 a month for a family. They pay everything.
Yeah.
And this is happening in Ireland, so it's happening all around the world. So they're not. They probably have some housing over in Abu Dhabi. They're not staying in the Ritz-Carlton, but I'm sure they built up all kinds of apartment buildings there. So this is happening everywhere. It just so happens this is the Palestinians from Gaza. But I just,
they could be workers too. You know, they could bring all the Palestinians in and use them as slave labor, kind of. And I can believe it. I can believe that.
Well, if you call what we do slave labor, because I'm sure they're getting paid, or they're getting paid.
I don't think the Palestinians are good slave labor. That it looks to me like they don't work.
I think that's wrong. They're the ones that did all the crap jobs in Israel. They had a whole passport system in and out of Gaza for the last 10 years. Have you guys not seen those videos? Oh yeah, yeah. They had a whole passport.
Somebody built those stage props. I guess they employed some Palestinians to build. Well,
Someone's got to do the work.
Someone has.
It's not going to be the Jews.
Yeah, but it looks like the Palestinians are street hustlers, the same as the Jews.
Well, that's how all the people over there are. They're all street hustlers when you get down to it.
Well, the only street hustlers that they're showing in Ireland are the Romanians, the gypsies. So that's their business. So I don't know who exactly you're talking about, but anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, I like that. That's Martin Bridgeland's website that has that theory. And he thinks that Trump is the Messiah. He has a whole book on it. So I've linked to that guy before. So let's go over to let's start with. Hold on. We got a caller in or early on. Hold on a second.
Oh, an early caller in or
second.
All right. What's your name? Where are you calling from, caller?
This is John the Beggar from the South Shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway.
All right. Say hi to the boys.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, Jim. Back before the World Cup happened over there, they were building up a city of, I think, 2.5 million people. This was all on the news, and no one knew what they were doing this for because they didn't have a housing shortage.
Are you talking about Dubai and Abu Dhabi they were building?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
They were building huge numbers of housing, and there were problems because they were bringing over laborers from India,
right,
paying them next to nothing, and they had no safety standards.
Yeah,
they lost, I think, over 1,000 of them. They would send them back and give them like $5,000 to the family or something and ship the body home.
Yeah,
it was just like they didn't care, which the employers don't care. They'll kill as many of you. You're just a cattle and move you on. And the scope of that project, like in the U.S. or Canada or the Western world, they may have lost over a period of years up to 11 workers, and people would have been screaming about that. But they lost several thousand of these poor slobs from India. But everyone always talked, who's going to move in there? Well, like you said, they're not the Ritz-Carlton or anything like that or the Taj Mahal, but they're good. decent, modern, Western standard of housing. And I have no doubt that the overwhelming majority of Palestinians are there now.
Okay. I'm going to look it up. See, I don't remember that. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, I know. It's much like right now. Another thing talk on is people are talking about the dangers of acetaminophen.
Hold on a sec, John. I just looked it up. In Dubai, by 2022, they brought the total housing stock up to approximately 719,000 units.
Wow.
That would hold 200 and some thousand, 2.5 million.
Yep.
I guess you're right. Yeah, because that's a unit of housing. Mm-hmm. You could put five people in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, that was.
And just, that's just Dubai. Abu Dhabi, so they're saying because they were expecting 1.7 million visitors, they needed accommodation for the World Cup. Interesting. So they could have been put on the sidelines, and as soon as the visitors left, they moved them in. That makes sense.
True. Because I remember as a kid going to the New York World's Fair in 64, and we stayed in this high-rise hotel or motel, and I was told that they later converted that into public housing.
Okay, well, that makes sense. They did the same everywhere there's an Olympics. It's the same thing. So I get you.
They would do that, and it's just more fakery of how they move things around and fake things.
Yeah.
And I think right now, one of the big issues is health, we all talk about, and you hear in the news, they're starting to leave out more and more information about things being bad for your health.
John the Beggar?
Banning red dye and starting to talk about the poisons. It's more popular to talk about the poison fluoride and stuff in the water. And you're hearing a controlled leak of information coming out. And
everything but the vaccine. That's the continued message, I would say.
Yeah, right now it hasn't gotten to the vaccine, but I think the whole thing is a planned slow leak.
Okay.
And it'll be coming out. And they tell you of things beforehand, like when they were saying they didn't know who these housing was for over there in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. They were telling you what was going on. They're always telling you in advance.
Do you guys remember the story back in the day? You fake nukes or Jim? No, I don't remember.
No, doesn't ring a bell right now.
No.
Okay.
No, it does for me. I remember all those deaths of those Indian construction workers.
Well, I remember that part. A guy, an Indian would fall off a building and then they would just send him home and call another one over.
Yeah, so, they would just mm-hmm. It was just horrible, the safety standards.
Well, compared to us, I mean, we...
Yeah, and the safety standards even for United States and Canada and the Western world aren't as good as people think they are. People still get killed and really shouldn't on these construction projects.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I go to a lot of sites and there are a lot of rules.
Well, they're telling us that 17 people died in this building that collapsed in Bangkok. And okay. That was the only building that collapsed. And it was the only one that was getting filmed. I mean, we had like 10 cameras filming it as it was collapsing. And
where do we find these videos? Because we got to go way back on your site. You got so much stuff.
Yeah, it started
April Fool's Day?
Before April Fool's Day. I think it was the 28th of March. When was it? Yeah. It was the earthquake happened the 28th of March. And so,
you have the controlled demolition building on here? Is it?
Yeah, you can see how it turns to dust, just like the Twin Towers. It's
hello, it's fake news Phil.
And I kind of, fast forward. And like, was this the side by side? Yeah, some guy made a side by side of the World Trade Center and this building that collapsed in Bangkok. And it's dustified the same as Manhattan. That building certainly it does not collapse like the other buildings that collapse. The bottom floor would give out and then the building would land crooked on the ground, but this thing it started dissolving from the top down, and so that's what the World Trade Center did, and
right,
turned to dust. And very strange. And of course, the pile was really tall. I mean, this building was only 34 stories tall, but the pile was really tall. unlike the World Trade Center that was 110 stories, and there was virtually no pile. You know, you remember that? And so there's a lot of things that was curious about this earthquake. Also, because Bangkok is 680 miles away from the...
That's what I was going to ask you. I was told that the earthquake was not even in Thailand. It was in Myanmar.
Exactly. And that's basically the same as me here in Palm Desert. And if there was an earthquake in San Francisco, I would feel it at full strength here in Palm Desert. There's no way.
And it would knock a building down into its own footprint. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Apparently, Bangkok got the full force of this earthquake that was 650 miles away. That's impossible. So right off the bat, I saw some impossible things with this. And the likelihood of one building getting filmed, and that happens to be the only building that collapses. Oh, and they showed us other buildings in Bangkok that were just swaying so outrageously. I've never seen buildings sway so much. And I was thinking, well, those buildings are forever compromised because the foundations are now screwed. And the sky bridge, two of the buildings had a sky bridge in between it, and it broke. And so that means the buildings were taxed beyond their capacity, because when the builders built that building, they didn't anticipate for the sky bridge to crack, because they knew. And then they inserted a hero guy that jumped over the sky bridge as it was cracking. And they made a big story about it. And he, because he had to get to the other building to save his family. So he waited until the building swayed together, and he jumped over the broken sky bridge to get to his family. And it's like, oh, come on. And they had a window washer.
Belong to.
And a window washer that survived, and he was just there. And these cheesy things. And then the swimming pools that were cascading off the tops of the buildings. See, we have penthouses here in Los Angeles and San Francisco, and we get shakers. We get 6.4 shakers, and none of the swimming pools ever spill over the top. This is a phenomenon that only happens in Asian countries, where these the earthquakes are always so much more severe over there. And the reason is because they're freaking playing a game over there. They're making it worse than it really is to get more money, and it's a stunt. And so there's so much about this earthquake that doesn't make sense. And so what it is, again, just like these fake wars, these fake natural disasters, that comes right out of the pockets. This is a way of enslaving. This is Miss Maskless is here in the comments. Hi, Miss. Yeah. Hi, MM.
Let's let Jim talk, because I'm reading the comments on your video. You got Jungle Surfer, who is an OG for fakery, by the way. I want to give a shout out to Jungle Surfer. Mm-hmm. I had him on my show 10 years ago. He's the guy from Australia there. Mm-hmm. So he gave you a thumbs up, but he said the real demolition of 9/11 was not shown. It was just a cartoon. So I have to agree with him there. And I think, Jim, you said something about Judy Wood in your walk and talk about this. So you still, Jim, are you still thinking that Judy Wood's her do theory could have been?
Look at it. Tonight, you guys are talking about dustification. Who do you think made that up?
I know. Phil, why did you use dustification?
because the cartoon looks like a dustification. They made the cartoon look like a dustification. And get us going down the wrong path.
But that is Judy Wood's, that's her term. Jim's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I'm still not convinced that the towers came down with controlled demolition, because you haven't shown me the wires, how the building was wired. No one's explained that to me.
I know, but we didn't see anything for real on that day. Everything was a cartoon. So how?
Well, we still got to. But hold on a second. With how the building came down, you guys seem to think I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you want
more evidence.
Well, I know. Look at Judy Wood's evidence is just as good as your evidence. I mean, except your evidence, you're saying controlled demolition, and I don't see any wires.
Except
you have to have wires.
We've never seen a building. We've never seen a directed energy weapon even take a brick off of a wall. So that's the. No, her evidence
I get it. I know that.
Could she do just one brick for us?
That's not the point. You guys have your view, which is fine. and she has her view, but here you are talking about justification. I mean, that's what she called it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened.
That building,
9/11, two buildings there, they disappeared.
Right. Yeah, not Building 7. Building 7 came down in a traditional way.
I know that. I get it. But so, two other buildings didn't. They disappeared. There was no footprint.
Well, they disappeared on a video, but they did.
There was no footprint. There was no footprint of the debris.
Nobody saw the debris because
I saw pictures. I had a whole bunch of pictures.
That's what they released, but no uncontrolled picture was ever released.
Well, what am I going to say? I mean, I went through a whole bunch of pictures this guy took of all those buildings.
Which guy?
I don't know whether
I know that's the problem. Everything is controlled.
Well, I don't know if the guy's stuff has been taken down, but I thought I saved all the pictures too. I got to go find out where they are. But he had 1,500 or 2,000 pitches, and again, the debris field was nothing compared to a building to be 110 stories. It was just six floors or whatever.
By the way, Jim, if you watch controlled demolition on YouTube, you don't see wires on any of those buildings either, and they show all of their videos up close and 10 different views, six ways to Sunday. There's no wires in any of their videos.
Where are they?
Well, I'm just saying
they wired the building with these bright orange and green and lime green wires, and right. You're telling me they just disappeared?
I'm just telling you, watch CDI's videos. They got thousands of them. I watched them for.
Okay, so you're telling me they show the debris field close up?
Yes, they do.
And I mean, like, here's the debris. Here's, like 2 feet away from the debris.
Absolutely. They zoom right in on the piles.
Well,
there.
Then you tell me, where's the wire?
The
Loaza. In Detroit, they tore down the J.L. Hudson building, which was huge, an old department store. And I watched it on TV, and like psychologist said, they zoom in on the debris, and I didn't see any wires.
Okay, so explain to me where the wires are.
Well, they don't show them. They're obviously they're blown up. Here, look.
That doesn't make sense because you don't blow up every inch of wire. I mean, it's got to be a two-inch piece or a 5-inch piece somewhere.
Here's a fresh demolition for you. Look at that. Okay, we're gonna get some debris pile here. We'll zoom in. There's no wires showing.
Well, I haven't seen the debris fill.
I know. We'll zoom in eventually. Maybe not on this one, but. There's a million different videos. And there's a million different videos on their website here.
Well, I've never seen a debris field up close from these demolitions.
Okay, well, here's your dust cloud. And by the way, the dust cloud goes away within a couple of minutes. It doesn't last all day they did on 9/11. So that's another bit of fakery there.
Right.
But yeah, there's just tons of demos here. So anyway,
well, I'd have to see the debris fill.
I think the most logical explanation is it was Hollywood trickery, and I think they brought the towers down before. It wasn't a live feed that we were seeing on 9/11. They had brought the towers down maybe an hour before, and then they inserted the cartoon into
Once the smoke screen went up, you didn't see anything. That's the whole point. You saw what they showed on TV, which was all CGI, a representation.
Yeah. Anyway, and so here's the deal.
Watch this channel. This is a great channel, by the way.
Yeah, a lot of demolitions. Yeah, it looks fun.
Oh, look, the building's coming back.
So the point I was making in that video was on the day after 9/11.
Here's the debris pile. I don't see any wires here.
Well, you're not going to see them from there.
Well,
you're going to be up close on the pile.
You can bet that if this was a magic trick, they're not going to show you anything that is going to be any evidence. Okay, that's a pretty close picture of a pile right there.
Yeah, you're still never going to be. Those wires are a little. I mean, they're really skinny little wires. I know, but they're bright. They're bright colored.
But how are you going to see them?
Well, that's what I'm saying. How are you going to see them?
But you never see them in anything.
Well, I'm just saying, there's got to be some wires somewhere. Somebody had to say, oh, here's some wires. I don't see them.
All right. I think you're clutching at straws there, Jim, a little bit. But anyway, you got anything else there, John the Beggar? Because you're a little crackly there.
Oh, okay. No, I just wanted to mention that about Abu Dhabi and about Dubai, about the housing there.
By the way, we're getting a lot of pushback from Bach Precision there. He takes exception to Phil saying they're lazy, the Palestinians. He said no.
Oh, yeah. I saw him.
And he said, did you know Casey Kasem was a Palestinian? I didn't know that.
He's Lebanese.
Well, so
he's Lebanese. Okay, that's right.
If he wants to defend the Palestinian people, well, then he needs to find the smartest Palestinian to come explain to me what these hundreds of videos that I have that are showing obvious fakery going on over there. So I'm my comment section is open. So if he wants to defend the Palestinians, have them come to my channel, and because I've got some questions for them. Well, what the heck is going on in Gaza? And I've got some serious questions. And so,
okay,
he wants to talk about how smart the Palestinians are, but yet he doesn't want to answer any questions about these fake videos coming out of Gaza. So you can't have it both ways.
All right, there's a challenge. I think you're going to have to go on his show. He has his own show, Bach Precision. He's been on here, so I think I think you got a future appearance there.
Okay.
And he says Egyptians are more likely to be menial labor, not Palestinians. But most menial labor in the Gulf is Indian, Pakistan, Bangladeshi, because they're just poor. That's why.
Yeah.
Poor people tend to do the crappy jobs.
A cheap source of labor.
Well, yeah.
That's why they bring people in from Mexico and Haiti.
Poor people do anything. I mean, people with any kind of money, the Western people, they don't do anything. They're the ones that don't get off the couch. Come on.
Back in the 1890s and early 1900s, lots of Irish were taken out of Canada or would even just come over to do some work here.
Of course. Because they were the cheap labor. And that's how I got here, the Irish. They kicked them out of Ireland and brought them over here. They needed people to take the land, to basically work the land. Because if you don't have a population, you don't own the country.
True. That's why people were brought in to make sure you could control it and the Indians couldn't take it back.
Whatever. Yeah. You need people.
Yeah.
This is what people,
ancestors were,
people
were
don't get it. You can't own a country if you don't settle it, period.
Yep.
And that's kind of the strategy of the Eastern Europeans that took Israel. It's
definitely.
They're told to reproduce and expand and just make the wall go farther and farther out so they can take over the country. That's an old way of doing things. Anyway.
Yes, and like you said, with your answer and mine, people got exiled to Canada. They were the lucky ones. Some of my relatives, as I understand it, went to Perth in the penal colony, and others got given an application and invited to apply to leave, and they went to Canada.
Yeah, lots. Newfoundland and Canada, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. too, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Lots went to the U.S. Boston, actually. Jim, did you ever mix it up with the Irish in Boston?
I've dealt with the Irish because they were just as bad with the illegal immigration stuff, you know, just like the Brazilians and everybody else.
You're saying the Irish were illegal immigrants?
Oh yeah, they were coming. They were coming into Massachusetts. A lot of them, of course, no one's gonna give them a problem, you know, because they're Irish. So there was a lot of illegal Irish people that came into Massachusetts.
During what years, though? You mean they couldn't get in legally?
No, I'm talking all the time.
Really?
Any year. I mean, I've met kind of indirectly online, you know, uh-huh. Irish people that came into Boston that, you know, snuck into Boston, and they were illegal.
So why wasn't that a big deal?
Because who's gonna make a big deal about it?
Mm-hmm. Because they were already there.
Well, they're Irish, okay.
Right. So
Irish people, you know, they have a buy. They, you know, no one's gonna bother them. And it's just like the Chinese, okay. The Chinese were coming in. A lot of you go in the Chinatown, all the illegals working in the restaurants are all illegal. You know, they know that. They just don't bother them.
That happens here too. I know for a fact it happens here. I know a Chinese guy that's working under the table, because that's in 2025. That's happening right here.
Right.
happening.
It's still happening. It's still happening. Yeah.
I guess it happens everywhere.
Patience to come over and outbid him for his labor one day.
Well, because
they work for cheaper.
I don't know if you can say that, because when you're already working for below minimum wage in cash. Hey, we got another call, John the Beggar. Thanks for calling in.
Old time.
Yeah, see you, John. Okay.
See you guys later.
Thanks. Good night. This show's cooking tonight. It's cooking. Hello, caller. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Calling from South Carolina. Dennis.
Dennis from South Carolina. Say hi to Jim Rizzoli and Fake Nukes Phil.
What's going on, Mr. Rizzoli? Love your work.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I'm calling. How you doing, Dennis? They say that Hitler, they found the paperwork that he went to Argentina.
Yeah. Okay. Next joke.
Okay. But that's what they're. That's a big headline.
Headline where?
The president of Argentina released.
Oh, come on. Listen, I'm not. Look, I don't have an answer for it. Did he go to Argentina or not? I just don't believe I have enough proof from whoever's trying to prove it that he went to Argentina. Okay. I'm not saying he didn't go. I'm just saying I haven't seen enough proof that he went there in. You know, everybody's saying, well, this is where he ate or this is where he lived. And okay, do you have any pictures? Hey, Phil, get him on the pictures. You know, where's all your pictures?
It could be fake. We don't know. But the other thing is, Phil put that thing on COVID. And I listen to Fake Dolls all the time. You had a panel where Phil said, I took the shot because I thought they were trying to kill the Patriots. And they were passing off the vaccine. Phil said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought they were going to release a pathogen.
I know, but what is the point of that? Fake Nukes Phil is a fake nukes and video expert. He's no vaccinologist there. I don't know why people are up.
If he thinks the vaccine was fake, why did he take the shot?
But he never said that necessarily at the time.
You had an Australian guy, and he says, looking back, I wouldn't take it.
Yeah, well.
This was on your show, you said that.
Okay.
And rumors that he has a love relationship with Lynn Urkel.
Oh,
we talked about that last week.
Is this Ace 80?
That's why she went bonkers, because he was talking to Gemma.
Oh, are you Ace 80? Is that your handle on the?
Oh, you know what? You're bringing up all the buzz points there. It's funny. It's good comedy. But I don't think Lynn.
Well, it makes sense, though.
No, it doesn't. But it's funny. It's very funny. Do you got anything, any real stuff for us fakeologists here?
Listen, I'm telling you, Red, his neighbor, called me up. I know Red. My cousin knows Red good. And he said that crazy Jewish broad was at the house, Phil's house.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're Ace 80.
You went out.
Dennis, you need a new comedy routine, but it's funny. Okay, do you got anything real before we cut you off?
Yes, I do. I'm from actually Lakewood, New Jersey. I moved down to South Carolina.
Oh, that's funny.
And Lakewood, New Jersey, I got bought out by the Jews.
Hey,
because the Jews will come in.
Where can we?
Lakewood, New.
Okay, where can we see your comedy routine? It's funny. Where are you playing tonight?
Oh, I'm in Barnwell, South Carolina, on my front porch.
Okay, Barnwell, South Carolina. Okay, Dennis.
Yeah, I moved from Bricktown, New Jersey, which is right next to Lakewood, which is a big Hasidic Jew place.
All right.
I'm telling you, looking at that, the welfare fraud there is actually redundant. There was a girl, if you look it up, she drowned her two kids in a lake bring back the Messiah, and she got found not guilty.
Is that Hasidic Susan girl on CNN for 24? What's her name? Susan Smith? Are you talking about Susan Smith?
No. Just have look up a Hasidic Jew from Lakewood, New Jersey, found not guilty for killing her two babies to bring in the. It's true news. This ain't fake. It might be fake. I don't know.
Okay, if it's in the news, it's fake. There, that's
the hail that Jim Rizzoli got was from Thai men throwing out ice cubes from the airplane. That was fake too, right, Phil? That's what Phil said. But I'm telling you, you want to find fraud and all, you look up Lakewood, New Jersey.
All right.
It's the biggest, it's all Hasidic, it's like Crown Heights, Brooklyn. and it's like a big, it's, but no one knows about it.
Hey, Dennis,
that's where Lucas Gage is from.
Dennis, where can we find your work? Where's, what's your website? We'll give you a shout out before we let you go.
I don't have a website. I'm just a dude. I'm just a, you know, dude with a phone. That's it.
All right.
Well, living in South Carolina. I left New Jersey, the tough streets of New Jersey, and I moved down to the country, just like Phil Rizzoli did.
Yeah. Jim Rizzoli.
Jim Rizzoli.
Yeah.
All right.
Look, I respect Jim Rizzoli. Jim Rizzoli is a true man right there. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a.
All right, Jim.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll let you go.
All right, thanks. All right,
but Phil, stay away from that Lynn. You're making a go.
Yeah. You know? Be in the comment section. Ace,
I get it.
Okay.
You blocked me. You blocked me. You yellow belly coward. Oh, yeah. You left in the comments.
Well, start your. Bye bye. Start your own page. That was good comedy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we take everyone on. We're not afraid. You guys aren't afraid of this guy. He's just a comedian. He's
my
funny.
Neighbor does not know him. And so he just was flat out lying about that.
I know. He was trying his best, yeah. But I don't think Lynn is looking for any boyfriend. She doesn't seem like the romantic type. You know what I mean? Yeah. Lynn is very busy with Lynn is 12, 15 hours a day doing this research. She's got no time for romance.
Mm-hmm.
And
next time you have Lynn on your show, yeah. Why don't you kind of, you know, squash that rumor about Phil and her?
I thought it was Lynn and IPS. I forgot it was Phil because yeah. I think they were trying to link her. They're trying to link her to everyone. I'm sure I'll be next.
Okay.
It's okay. Lynn is not into that. Lynn is just busy with her research, and she does a lot of research. She's on so many shows now, I can't even keep track. She's very, very popular with the fakeologist type crowd.
Yeah,
and she knows her stuff. You see, I can't argue with her because she reads research.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she gets. See, I can't trust anything that's published because I know that all the publishers are corrupt. That's why I rely so heavily on videos and pictures.
Yeah.
I know their weakness because when they're faking something, they don't take pictures of certain things. And I know their weakness there. With publishing, they can publish whatever they want. And right. you're basically reading a whole bunch of words that it's word salad. And it's, for instance, like the 9/11 report, wouldn't it like a 1,000 pages long? But so it's 1,000 pages that tells you absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
And so,
what about the Warren report for JFK?
Exactly.
How many pages was that?
Another 1,000 pages, but 1,000 pages of nothing. And so, yeah. Basically, that's what you're going to get if you're a fakeologist. You're not going to get anything in the from a publisher. You got to find their weakness in the videos and the photographs that they don't show us.
Isn't Lynn Jewish?
She said she was raised Jewish. Yes.
Okay. So
does that make her bad?
No, I'm not saying it makes her bad. I'm saying that Jews have an agenda. Okay. They always have an agenda. So hopefully she doesn't have the Jew agenda.
Mm-hmm. I really don't think she does. She is a very, she's quite objective. She's very objective. So. I think she cut. Do you sense any agenda with her? Because she's more of a realologist than a fakeologist in many ways, but she's very good on 9/11 because she's been on that since the beginning. So I really find her objective mainly.
Well, I haven't really listened to her that much. I the last time I listened to her when she was screaming and yelling at everybody.
Well, she screams about many things, including technical difficulties. So. Mm-hmm. I actually had to turn her down because she was blowing out my headphones, and now I got ringing in my ears at night. And I'm wondering if it's from her. So I'm starting to hear my heart when I lay down on my pillow. You know, you can hear the blood flowing through your ear, very disturbing. So I'm wondering if she's the cause of early onset tinnitus.
Well, does she have a website or a blog site? She puts her stuff up.
Well, I'm gonna plug her on the Fakeologist forums. That's okay. Where she hangs out because she was on Facebook all the time, but we kept getting kicked off of Facebook. So I said, Lynn, I can't even get on there to read your stuff. So put it over on the forum. So she's the number one poster over here and she's Cygirl. So if you look here, mm-hmm. all these are her posts. It's got thousands of posts here.
Well, I'd have to go through it to see what she's talking about.
Well, she talks about all kinds of stuff. She puts a lot of mainstream stuff up, actually. Yeah. So, but she's fun. She's yeah. a good egg.
Yeah.
She's a good egg. By the way, a lot of these view counts are wrong because my blog or my forums was attacked by a bot. It took a lot to get rid of the bots. We had thousands of bots that were flooding the forums and blocking it, really. So these are the kind of things we do just to keep these websites up. So right now we only have 8 people online, but at one point we had 10,000 bots online. They were just jamming the phone lines. So there you go. But that's where she is, Jim. She's over here. She's on Facebook. I know you're not on Facebook, so you're not going to see her over there. So that's why
I am on Facebook, but I don't go there that much. I just use Facebook for the app for so I can do texting with Diane. Oh, that's about it.
Well, her name is Lynn Ertel on Facebook, and you can look her up. And there's the Fakeologist forums there. We used to video stream over there, but they kicked us off, so I just gave up. And of course, we use FakeoTube now for all our streaming needs. And thanks for everyone for donating. I really, really appreciate it. Well, why don't we do one story? Did we do a story from Jim's site yet? Maybe we do one from him and one from Phil and wrap it up. Because Dennis took a lot of our time.
I put a whole bunch of different types of videos up. So, that.
What's your Tesla favorite one?
Let's see. What the heck? I mean, they're all good if you ask me. It's just a matter of if you go down. I don't know what's going on here.
You put one up from Brian Rue about the flat earthers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that was kind of funny.
And I see that Brian engaged in the comments, and I was happy to see him there.
Down here somewhere?
And I left. Yeah, that's it right there. And I left him a comment, and he hasn't responded. Because it seems that Brian has come around to understand that the moon landing was fake. And I said, well, that's good news, Brian. But he insists that just because the moon landing was fake doesn't mean the earth is flat. And I said, that's fine. I mean, I'm not saying it's flat either.
Yeah.
But it's more than just the moon landing. I told him that the Challenger astronauts are still alive from 1986. And so that means they were faking the space shuttles too. And so we got a problem here. And it seems like they're faking the entire outer space thing.
Well, Simon Shack said that the flat earth was promoted. Of course, it's been going on for hundreds of years. It was promoted in 2015 when people were getting a little too close to exposing NASA as being fake. Because YouTube, I believe, started in 2008 or so. It was Google Videos before then, became YouTube. And then Google bought YouTube. So there were 7 years of a little bit of freedom where people were making pretty good videos exposing NASA, because I don't think anyone was really exposing them on a wide scale with video before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Simon said they brought in the flat earth thing and attached it to NASA. So they hired all these guys to do NASA videos and put the words flat earth in every single title.
Mm-hmm.
And that was discredit by association. So they were linking those two topics in everyone's mind: NASA fakery, flat earth, and most people don't believe in flat earth. So that means they threw out all the NASA research. And I never understood how easy it was to make those two things link together. And then that's neutralizes the whole NASA debunking.
Well, they do the same thing. They tie flat earth with Holocaust denial. I've seen that plenty of times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying if you deny the... I haven't seen it. So you're saying
I've seen politicians say that they would mention Holocaust denial is just like flat earth.
That's a good one.
I've heard that too.
So they attach it to whatever they want. So if you don't believe in the genocide in Gaza, then you're a flat earther.
That's right.
It's the same thing, I guess. Because
let me tell you something. That the flat earth discussion on my BitChute channel gets the most comments and the most activity. The Globers, I call them Globers and flat earthers, okay? Yeah. The Globers go absolutely berserko when I put a flat earth video up. Absolutely berserko. Of course, the flat earthers, I really haven't seen too many of them really mean, but, you know, they have an attitude too. You know, not all of them, a couple of them, but the Globers definitely have a crazy mental attitude towards flat earthers.
Well, it's another division that gets promoted, and it and I think even Phil says there might be a third alternative. Maybe that's what we're being distracted from. Maybe it's
I'm pretty convinced that there's an underworld. I'm pretty convinced that that's what the 9/11 event was about. It was symbolizing the two worlds collapsing and being replaced with the one World Trade Center. And that's because these people control both worlds now, the underworld and the visible world. And that I see it in the creation story. I see that the two worlds were created during creation. On the first day of creation, there were two entities. There was the spirit that was hovering over the waters, but there was also the face of the deep, the darkness that was upon the face of the deep. And so when God spoke, there were two entities that were carrying out the commands. And so created a world that we can see and a world that we can't see. And so these people come from the world that we can't see, and that's why they have a anti-human agenda. And but what they've done is they've taken over our world, and now they control both worlds. And that's entirely what the World Trade Center was all about. And the memorial at Manhattan is a fountain of the deep. You know how that pit, the upside down fountain.
They have them everywhere. They have one in Oklahoma too. That's some kind of
it's the fountain of the deep.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
And so it's the underworld. And these people. That's why the Jews are anti-human. They're going against the human agendas because they're not from here. They're not from around here. They were exiled into the land of Nod. Oh, we also see the two worlds. When Cain got exiled into Nod, we see a city in there called Lamech. And Lamech was the first generation or the seventh generation of the Seth bloodline. And so we see the same names on the Cain side as we see on the Seth side. And that's because Cain got exiled into the other world. And so that's where we also see the two worlds in the creation story. So, yeah. And so
Phil, you sound like a Christian identity guy. I mean, I know you're not, but I mean, you're taking on like sort of what they kind of believe.
Dealing with people who are walking among us who are born liars. They enjoy lying, and they enjoy lying, and they get a thrill out of it, and they're not.
Okay, but do you believe they're a separate group of people that were created, like the Christian identity?
They're a different tribe. They're a different bloodline.
Well, okay, I get that, but you know, this Christian identity believe that Eve had sex with Adam, and then she had before that, and she had sex with the devil, or a demon, or something. And the Jews and the blacks were the offspring of that relationship. That's what they believe.
When you start dissecting all the different bloodlines, it gets very tricky, and we have to rely upon written records. And like I said before,
how are the bloodlines even pure? Come on, after generation, people mix in every culture everywhere.
Well, there's no pure bloodline
exactly
of anybody. Okay,
so
Christian identity, the biggest thing I have with them, the Christians in before 700 BC, they all ended up going to Europe. They went to Ireland and this, those countries over there. And okay, yeah, and you're telling me they didn't have relations with the women over there and mixed
that was schlepping his maid. Black
That's boy. Right. So I don't understand how they look at. I feel the Christian identity.
Sorry,
you're not being reasonable because you're telling me they kept that lineage pure all the way until now. You're out of your mind.
Farley Granger.
Yeah, that's why I don't.
Farley Granger, there, Phil. He says you are right to keep it simple. Phil, do a show about that. Okay, I don't know what that was.
Yeah, well, the two worlds, I think he's...
Oh, the two worlds, right.
You know, I need... See, the world, the underworld, we can't see it. And so it's like what Bob Dylan said in that famous interview.
Deal with the devil.
When he admitted that he sold his soul. And he said the chief commander. And then the guy said, the chief commander of what? And he said, well, the world we can see and the world we can't see. That's what, you know, that's what Bob Dylan said. And Bob Dylan,
Phil, you're kind of right. All right. Uh-huh. Look at, there's a spiritual world where God is, and mm-hmm. you know, his, you know, people and angels and all that. And there's a demonic world. So mm-hmm. if you want to call it the end of the world, you can call it that, I guess. But there is definitely a good and bad force that is mm-hmm. on this earth today. And it's definitely influencing you know, a lot of people and a lot of things are happening that are kind of weird. And I would think that would be the demonic forces that are doing that. I mean, I agree with you there.
Mm-hmm. Dwayne at birth says, here comes the kukri.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're dealing with these ancient, well, I'm just basing this on what I see these people doing. Like, for instance, the 9/11 event I see totally was a, and also the Freemasons, they have the two.
Do you ever look at music that you've written?
Hold on a second. No,
and look back at it and say, whoa, that surprised me.
I used to. I don't do that anymore. I don't know how I got to write those songs.
What do you mean you don't know how?
Well, those early songs were like almost magical.
I don't think he wrote any of the songs. See, this is, he's telling the truth, by the way. This is Bob Zimmerman, otherwise known as Bob Dylan. Yeah, they tell you that. I don't think they were, like, any of you guys a Bob Dylan fan? I just thought he was talking through the music. It's not even.
Yeah.
It's more your generation, Jim. Did you like Bob Dylan?
He was all right. I don't get into anybody. Okay. Yeah. If it came out at the time, if it came on the radio, you listen to him. You would never get me to buy a record of anybody.
Okay. So you never went to a Bob Dylan concert?
No, I never went to any concert. I don't care.
Okay. Here's just listen to this guy.
Written, darkness at the break of noon, shadows, even the silver spoon, handmade blade, a child's balloon.
Eclipses both the sun and moon to understand, you knew too soon. There's no sense in trying.
Try to sit down and write something like that.
Yeah,
there's a magic to that. And it's not
thrown out of writing class if you wrote something like that.
Siegfried and Roy kind of magic, you know, it's a different kind of a penetrating magic.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I mean, I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my end.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
And in this earth, and then in a world we can't see.
There you go.
Yeah.
The chief commander. What the hell's he talking about?
Yeah.
That's more code. Maybe he's not even talking about the devil. He's going all over the place. He's a, I don't know. I think they promote these non-
I'm not basing it totally on, clearly I see the duality in the Freemasonry. I see the duality on 9/11.
Yeah.
And so there are these people, I'm just going by what they think. See, it's important to understand it's not important what we believe. It's important what the enemy believes. And so I'm trying to get into their mind because I'm trying to find a weakness. I'm trying to do a psychological breakdown on their mentality. And these people who rule over us believe in this duality stuff.
Sure. It's a religion.
So, yeah.
Their religion, huh? Kabbalah. Yeah. Is it Kabbalah or whatever the heck?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, we've been going about an hour. I think we covered some good topics today, as Jim likes to say. Jim Rizzoli has a walk and talk every single day. He does half an hour. It's unbelievable the output of Jim Rizzoli on his channel. He talks about 5G. He talks about nutrition, healthcare, lots of
death
Hitler,
care.
Death care.
I promoted you today in my video today at the end. I said everybody should tune into your show tonight.
I appreciate that because it must have come out late because I get it off of Odyssey.
Yeah.
And I guess you put it up there last. So maybe I usually am a day behind. So I'll listen to that today. I really appreciate that. Hopefully we got maybe that guy called in because he watched your video today.
I think so.
So whoever that Dennis is or Acer 20 or
he believes that Phil had a relationship with Lynn.
Well, yeah. Obviously, none of Phil's content is interesting if he's into gossip. Right. I thought only women were into gossip, but maybe Dennis is a woman. We talked about that.
He's a nice guy, and I try to tell him that Phil did not have a relationship with Lynn because he said he told us, and he still is believing this knucklehead, whoever he's talking about. You know, if you're going to spread rumors about people, I don't like that because it's, you know, people can say something about you or anybody and it might not be true. You know, I don't like that stuff.
Well, chances are it's not true, but you know, we attract all kinds of different people to this topic. We're on the fringe here. So we're getting the fringe element here.
Yeah.
It's no wonder. It's just like a mechanic complaining about dirty hands. I mean, come on. That's part of the business that we're in, and it is monkey business that we're in, but we just attract just people that think differently. And some of them are cuckoo bananas, I guess, huh? they really are.
There's no doubt about it.
Let's be honest. So any attention is they're giving us your energy. They're obviously watching all your videos. So if I didn't like Phil, you know what? I'd tune him out. But the guy watches every damn video, and same with your stuff. So obviously he's a super, that's a super fan. Not only does he comment, but he phones in. That is a super, and now he's concerned about your love life, making up stories. So that is a super fan. And they're kind of dangerous super fans in some ways. You know, they show up at your door one day, say, "Hey, Phil, let's go for lunch." You know, I don't think so.
What are we having? You.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes. We got to be careful with super fans. All right. Well, we'll play out with Buzz Aldrin, who told you he never went to space. And I just saw this comment on Phil's channel from Cloverfield. He's got a really good channel, Cloverfield. Yes. And he likes Lynn Artelli. He posts all the Lynn stuff on his channel. So everyone go to Cloverfield. I think he's in the UK or Ireland somewhere.
He's in Ireland. Yeah.
Okay. I'll recommend, by the way, a YouTuber named Nick Shirley. Actually, maybe Jim. I'm surprised Jim doesn't watch Nick Shirley on YouTube. He's a young guy. He's 22, 23 this week, apparently. I sponsor.
Well, send me a link to where he is, because I don't know all these people.
No, I know. I'm going to send it to you. You gave me the heads up on Nick Johnson, who was driving around the United States, and I subscribe to him, too. I'm a patron of his on YouTube. We pay a couple bucks a month. Okay. And Nick Shirley, he goes all over the place to these protests and sticks the mic in people's faces. He's been to Greenland. He just got back from Ireland, where he showed that Ireland is just gone. It's just gone. They're just...
Well, I'll put his videos up if I have them.
I'm going to send you the link. Nick Shirley, he's cracking. He's coming up to 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. So YouTube is promoting him for whatever purpose. So he's being promoted. The you don't get on YouTube, but he's still bringing up some good points, you know. So I'll send it. He was over talking to the Irish, and they're... You talk about the people that are hustling in the streets. It's all the Roma and the gypsies. They're the ones that pick your pocket and sell your wallet back to you right in front of you. It's something else. But they've been doing that for 100 years.
Yeah.
So it's nothing new. It's nothing new. Yeah. Anyway, and Fake Nukes Phil, he's got his own channel. Everyone go to there. He's got 2,088 subscribers. You're just crawling up. I remember when you were just below 2,000. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, slowly but surely getting up there a little bit, you know.
Yeah, you need more publicity. You should drop a couple things on TikTok, Phil. Actually,
I offend too many people. People want to believe the war in Gaza is real, and people just won't watch the hundreds of videos I've posted that show that it's not real. People just don't want to accept it, you know. So, but it doesn't matter. I'm not in it for popularity. I go where the fakery. I follow where the fakery goes, and like with this earthquake, I immediately saw the first couple videos. I immediately saw fakery. And so that's where I went. I started getting more videos from this earthquake that show the fakery. And so
I sent a message to Mr. E. He's over in Thailand somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I did ask him what's going on, but he hasn't got back to me. So maybe he fell down into a crack in the earth. So
yeah,
it's possible. But Mr. E is the number one transvestigator in the world. And I really enjoy his stuff. And I'm not sure if you guys are into transvestigation, but I get a ton of flack.
What are you calling it? What is it?
Well, he's a transvestigator. He's basically saying that every woman in Hollywood is a man.
And every man is a woman.
Those are harder to do. Those are much harder to do because testosterone is very powerful. Any woman can grow a beard with testosterone, trust me. I mean, some don't have testosterone and they still grow beards. I mean, you know what I'm talking
about. So he's saying that all the men are women?
All the major promoted Hollywood people are men dressed up as women. Now, it goes as little as lipstick and a dress to full hormones, full surgery. He speculates a lot of the major politicians are he calls them androgynous. For instance, some of your favorite cutest actors and he calls them these newsreaders. He calls them transcasters, you know, like newscasters. He calls them transcasters. And even that that cutie that's the White House press secretary now. What's her name? Yeah. He said that is just a cute boy.
Okay.
So yeah.
He makes some good points on a lot of stuff, but on some things I think he doesn't. Yes, I do believe that there are major people that have been transgender. I think Eleanor Roosevelt was. I know that
Have you seen Chuck Schumer's husband? I mean, wife?
Oh yeah, and her. I mean, yeah,
just go through there the are list. Definitely
people that are trannies.
Jim, if you want feedback and kickback on your channel, put a couple of Mr. E videos up there. I'm telling you.
I gotta find where is he?
He's on BitChute, and I'll
whatever you want me to look at, send it to me because I don't know where these guys are.
I'm gonna send. He's everywhere. I'm gonna find him, Mr. E. I'm gonna put him on there. He's called the Apocalypse Watchman.
I'll put a video up of his. Get everybody's opinion.
Oh, you're gonna have some fun with Mr. E. if you think the flat earthers are triggered, just wait till you look into Mr. E because they're gonna go nuts. But you know what? Once you see it, you can't unsee it. I'm telling you, you're gonna start looking a whole lot differently at all these people, and even Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, these people are special people, and they're not aliens. They're trannies. It's crazy. Even here's his channel. Here he's pumping them out now. He's got Bondi the Blondie. Now look carefully. Is this a guy in a wig?
Yeah. Well, you know that.
And look at this one, the horse face. This is one of the relatives of Trump. It's an in-law. Look at that.
Yeah, that could definitely be, you know, he makes some good points on a lot of them.
And some look of them at I this.
Think go too far.
This is, well, that's fine. Yeah. He's just throwing it out there for you to look at. Like Jim says, he's just putting it there and figure it out for yourself. He asks, is Trump going to ban the entire WNBA?
Yeah, that's right.
Because remember, he came in on the day one, he's going to ban women from men's sports. Well, is the WNBA going to be canceled because these are all the guys that didn't make it to the NBA?
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Wow.
And even what's her name? What's his name? Taylor Swift, the number one entertainer in the entire world that men are lusting after. But you know what? Ask the women in your life. They know there's a problem. Mm. They know there's something up
with Taylor.
With all these women, because they don't look like real women. Because a real woman looks at herself every day in the mirror and says, why can't I look like that? Because it's a guy. That's why you can't look like that.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. Why are my hips so wide? These guys have no hips because they're guys. Guys don't have hips. So Jim, I get a ton of kickback from this. People just They go nuts.
And okay, what's his channel called?
It's called
Mr. ETV.
Yeah, Mr. ETV. He's on YouTube, BitChute, Odyssey. Wow. And I'll put a link in the show notes. I'll send you a direct email, Jim. So you can go here. And once you go down this rabbit hole, you won't be out till next week. You'll disappear for a week once you start watching this. And Jim, he does Bible study. So Miss Diane might be interested.
Okay.
I'll
freak out when he tells me Hitler was trans.
No, he's not. He doesn't talk about that. No, he wouldn't do that. Because Hitler probably wasn't, it's not usually women into men. It's usually men into women women have normally been in the home.
Did you see there was an interview with Elon Musk's daughter, but he became a girl. Did you know that?
Well, I don't doubt it. Our new crime sinister has one of those.
His daughter became a girl and she's complaining about him. But I saw an interview with him, whoever it was, him. Yeah,
it's not by accident. They put these people before you. And there's a possibility that Elon is a tranny as well. That's a girl.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, there's even Trump. Trump has these little hands. He gets made fun of, and these wide hips, and these little. Does Trump even shave? Like, I don't know about you guys, but if I don't shave after a day, I get the 5 o'clock shadow. I've never seen even a whisker on Trump. Strange.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I get
How
it.
Is
yeah.
that? The guy's up all day long running around. Does he have? Is there someone shaving him every hour? I mean, come on.
Okay. There might be someone there that
what
does.
What the hell's going on with him? Seriously. Wow.
It's a good question.
So what Mystery says is these are called imperial eunuchs. They have been running the world forever.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, it's an interesting
it's nothing point. New. It's nothing new. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. These people get accused of being called aliens and strange, but no, we're looking at just an engineered eunuchs. They're just special people because they have a secret and they're extremely loyal to the people that put them there because, well, quite frankly, where are they going to go? They need they need the juice to keep going. You know?
Well, there was a woman Pope, I think it was Pope Joan. I don't know if you know that. There was a woman pope.
Miss Maskless doesn't buy into any of this. He says it's body shaming women. Okay, well, that's fine. There are ugly women too, ugly men. It could be. But on the other hand, these are the people in front of us, though. We're not talking about your average dude or dudette. These are people that are put before us. Okay? Mm-hmm. So they're special people. Okay. Anyway, that's enough. I'm going to send it to Jim. I expect a report in the morning.
All right. I'll look into it.
Well, let's be sick, Jim, on these topics. Forget about it.
Well, I don't know if I'll go too crazy. I don't think I'm going to have time to go too crazy on this, but I will take a look at his stuff.
All right. Okay. You're going to enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it. And Jim and Phil, thanks a lot. We're going to play out with a little Buzz Aldrin, who tells us the truth to this little girl. Whether you think this is staged or not, I don't know, but we'll just watch this. And thanks everyone for joining. And tomorrow I'm going to have a woman. I think it's a woman from Michigan. She's the Michigan Muckraker. And we're going to talk about America 2050. All this Trump tariff crap is just to bring in a unified North America, starting with the biggest area in North America. It's called the Great Lake Region. It's going to go from Chicago to Toronto, and that's 70 million people. There's your first mega region. We're going to talk about that because that's where this tariff thing is going to lead us all. That's what she thinks. That's what I think. So goodbye, United States. Goodbye, Canada. Hello, mega region. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, guys.
They've never even gone to the moon. Look into it, at least.
Why has nobody been to the moon in such a long time?
That's not an 8-year-old's question. That's my question. I want to know, but I think I know. Because we didn't go there, and that's the way it happened. And if it didn't happen, it's nice to know why it didn't happen.
I remember very clearly, I think anybody who was alive at the time does, I remember my parents waking me up, and we went down and we watched you guys land on the moon.
No,
which
you didn't.
Was,
no, you didn't.
What?
Because there wasn't any television. There wasn't anybody taking a picture. You watched animation. See, you associated what you saw with...
I have very hazy memories.
Yeah, I know.